Can you hear me? Good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Tuesday, May the 9th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour, soon to be joined by my co-host, Jeffrey Bennett. Amazing what 24 hours does in this crazy world in which we live. Yesterday, the folks on Wall Street were downright giddy about a letter of peace from Iran to the Bush administration. Everybody thought the tension had now been eased between East and the Middle East and the U.S. Well, today, according to Condoleezza Rice, she didn't even read the letter and has no intention of reading the letter. And so, what was peaceful yesterday, tension's back today. Quick check of where Wall Street is. If you listen to the talking heads on the financial channels, it's all talk about Dow 12,000, which they say signifies confidence in the economy, which in turn leads to good things like people spending money. According to the folks on Wall Street, if they see 12,000 Dow, that means there's confidence in the market and we can go out and spend on all that crap from China. Well, the Dow's up 51 points at 11,635. NASDAQ down 6 at 2,338. But the big story today that nobody wants to pay any attention to, gold futures closed above $700 an ounce today for the first time since October of 1980, telling a gain of more than 18% in just the past month. Would you like me to repeat that? An 18% gain in just the past month? That means anybody who bought gold from Republic Trading Group in the last month has quadrupled what they would have got by leaving the money sitting in a savings account. Talking about the metals, let's see where they ended trading in New York. Well, maybe not, for whatever strange reason. My computer is now not cooperating with me, but that's life in the big city when it comes to computers. Needless to say, my friends, gold and silver were up substantially. Silver up 71 cents at $14.58. Going on memory now, because I have one of those things that happens with computers. It's called a freeze. Don't ask me why. I have been very good to my computer. Should not freeze on me, but from time to time these things happen. So you had all the metals were up substantially today. Gold closed, as we told you, about $700. Actually was $701.20. It settled back at the close at round about $699. But as I say, I'm just guessing at these prices just simply because all of a sudden these things happen when your computer freezes in front of you and all of a sudden you go, why does it have to happen now? Gold up $22.30. Silver up 71 cents. Platinum up $41. Palladium up $17. And oil? Well, of course, oil was higher. $70.62. And why? Because the dollar was lower by 43 basis points. Well, we got through that segment. I'll be joined with Jeff Bennett on the other side.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, my friends. Yes, they are doing the Mamba in downtown Phoenix. Well, Mexicans get excited when they buy gold and hit $700. All those Mexicans with their libertads, very happy that silver's almost $15 an ounce. Quick programming announcement. I don't know what this means, but from 12 to 7 p.m., we are broadcasting on 6.890, the upper sideband, and that's in Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Orlando, Florida. Before we join up with Jeffrey Bennett, let's quickly go to Roger in Pennsylvania. Hey, Roger.
Yeah, thanks, Robbie. And that 6890, you said that should be all week, I believe, at least, maybe longer, I don't know. Now here I tried it, and it's in the toilet, pretty much just barely discernible on the long wire here in eastern Pennsylvania. Now I just wanted to, you know, that was brilliant what you did with Al Martin yesterday. Wasn't on that topic, but that was good too. But I meant like last week, Monday-ish thereabouts, and you know, people. This is a hard one to knock down. We have these obscenely high payouts to these oil industry executives, you know, was it $200-400 million, I forget.
Yeah.
And then we have the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer. And that is entirely true, but not for the reasons stated. Now, you have, on one hand, you have the industry reps, like on the Talking Heads a couple weeks ago, and you have the Demopublican rep. And then you had the Republicrat rep. Now, the Demopublicans are lying by commission, whereas the Republicrats are lying just as much, just as high a magnitude by omission. You know, this is what's happening.
Sure.
Now, that's all throughout the media. That's merely typified by the Sunday morning Talking Heads there. Now, precisely the reason for this disparity is because of this collusion factor between business and government. Now, maybe instead of a $300 million payout package, a retirement package, maybe if there was true competition, this guy would be reduced to a mere piddling $50 million for all I know. It would be, I do know it would be substantially less, because there would actually be true competition, even at these very most powerful oil companies, for the oil buying public's dollars. It would just be impossible to make these big payouts were that not collusion, that fascism possible. And instead of whining about the disparity of the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer, let's actually hopefully popularize the exact reasons why this is so, wouldn't you say?
Well, I mean, I have differences of opinions with, you know, what CEOs make in companies. I've always been someone that's earned my income based on the efforts that I put out. In other words, if I don't work, I don't get paid. And therefore, if I work and I generate a lot of income, I want to be paid proportionate to what I bring in. What a lot of people forget is the fact that the CEO got a big chunk of change was the fact that the company that he worked for had a very good year. And what he got in compensation was a percentage of that profit. So, you know, you can decry the amount of money he makes. You know, I remember back in the 80s, the government went after Michael Milken because he made the disgusting sum of $600 million. And they said, how can a bond trader make $600 million? That's not right. And at that time, that was pre-Bill Gates. You know, Bill Gates makes a couple of billion dollars a year, but nobody seems to worry about Bill Gates. But, you know, it's, I mean, I agree with you on a lot of issues, but, is there collusion? Of course there's collusion.
The fact that Ron Popeil, I don't know, maybe he pulls in $50 million, probably not that much a year, but let's say he did instead of just $10 million a year. Does that make me poorer, or does the fact that he makes $50 million might actually make me richer because in the process he contributed to my standard of living? Now, we might laugh at his products, but nobody forced me to go out and buy them, or buy them more cheaply maybe off of him than some other competitor.
Right.
Yeah, that was all my point. And I'm not a libertarian reductionist, but they're correct on a lot of stuff.
Yep, thanks. Appreciate it, my friend. Jeffrey?
Yes, sirree, Bob. What's going on?
How you doing, brother?
Well, interesting. I was listening to your diatribe with a broken-down computer. I got a couple of interesting comments, but I need to raise a question of you as relates to the Republic Trading Group website. At the top of the page, and for those of our as our listeners and our readers go there and they want to take a look at it, there may be something up there that is a little misleading, and I think that maybe we might wish to clarify. At the top of the Republic Trading Group page, we've got some bid-ask spreads and open and close on gold and silver. Is that not a live update? Because the daily metal and currency prices you're showing shows gold opening at 680 and closing at 680. What date was that?
let's establish where the source of the information comes from. And as folks will see, that underneath it there's a little logo that says the bullion desk.
Correct.
And if you click on the bullion desk, it'll take you to a site which is out of London.
Correct.
And so the bullion desk reflects London prices, and the reason why we always stick to London prices is simply because that is the hub of the gold market in the world. That's where prices are opened and closed on a daily basis. There's the opening price bell, and then there's a closing price bell. the rest of the world follows whatever London does. So
well,
it
but
is,
the reason it becomes interesting is because if we go to the Bullion Desk website right now, and I'm looking at live figures right now, it's showing $20 an ounce higher than what we have posted on the Republic Trading Group website. So I was only looking for clarity. So if somebody goes there and says, well, why can't I buy gold at 680? Well, later in the program, we're going to tell them how they can. But
If you click on the Bullion Desk banner, it takes you to the live price, where it shows you that spot gold is sitting at $700.35, up $19.20. It shows silver up 50 cents at $14.49.
Exactly. I just thought it was worth clarification, so if anybody ever questions it, what they can basically do is go click on that icon, and they can get the more up-to-date figures.
Oh, certainly. I get, every now and again, I get an email, and it's just a question that says, how come all the gold quotes that I see are so different? Whether it's, because you go to Kitco, and Kitco will have a different price.
Absolutely.
Bullion Desk will have a different price. And when we say a different price, we're talking, you know, just a couple of dollars either way. But still, the prices vary just depending on the source of their information and whether they use the first LME fix, the London Metals Exchange, or the second LME fix, or whether they just base their prices off the COMEX in New York City.
Are sometimes not those figures actually looked at from the standpoint of maybe one of these guys, maybe Kitco's using June futures, maybe somebody else is using September futures. Everybody's idea of spot is a little bit misleading. But, you know, beside all of that, we were talking about what the increase has been in gold and silver, and while we were on break and you were on with Roger, I ran and did some quick numbers. I want to go back to March 20th. That's only about 7 weeks ago. If a listener had made, and we certainly had many who did, March was an unbelievable banner month for Republic Trading Group. If a listener had put $10,000 into gold with us on March the 20th, today it would be worth $12,500. That's in 7 weeks. And if that trend continues, then another 7-8 weeks from now, it could be worth $15,625. We've had a 25% gain in the value of gold products and various items in a matter of 7 weeks. On the other hand, silver, in a very similar situation, has actually done better, about a 35% gain in that same 7-week time period. $10,000, and you can do the multiples, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000, whatever. $10,000 going into silver back on March 20th is worth $13,500 today. And once again, and nobody's believed this, you know, we've been talking about this for the several months we've been working together, that going back to September when 100 ounces of gold was, or silver was 770, and then it was 1375, and now it's probably 16 and a quarter, 1650, whatever it happens to be. $10,000 back then is worth $13,500 today, and if this trend continues just at this steady level we're seeing, we could seriously be looking at over $18,000 for that same original $10,000 investment another 7, 8, 10 weeks. That's astounding numbers. Maybe that's the way we need to share the numbers with the listeners to get them to understand the importance of why now rather than 3 months from now.
Absolutely. We are speaking with Jeffrey Bennett from Republic Trading Group. We'll take a short break. You got any calls, feel free. You can give us a call. We'll be happy to answer any questions you have. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back, my friends. You know what Jeffrey Bennett and myself have in common? Jeffrey likes old movies. I like old songs. What can I say?
I'm well, sort of stuck. A lot of those old movies have old songs in
songs
them.
Songs in them, yeah.
I go both ways. Actually, a good friend of mine called you earlier today, my friend Lon down in Florida, and actually what you may not be aware of is he actually has a business that actually searches and finds old 45s, and kind of interesting. I've done some things and sent some stuff out to him and vice versa. So anyway, what can we do? Old movies, old songs. I kind of like the old days, period. Life was simpler. What's happened?
Yes, yes. Well, you know, getting back into why gold and silver have risen, and nobody's paying any attention to this. I have a couple of stories on republictradinggroup.com. One story says, fallout from dollar's retreat felt far and wide. And it says, what if they gave a falling dollar party and no one came? People have got
to the gas to get to the party.
Well, listen, I mean, it's the one story nobody seems to be talking about. And the rising gold and silver prices are just simply a reflection of the loss of purchasing power that the dollar is going through. The dollar is... Look, I even got an article from Stephen Roach from Morgan Stanley,
right,
talking about dollar depreciation is back on track again. And there's no question about it. This administration wants a cheaper dollar, and because they believe that especially they're getting pressure from the manufacturing sector that a weaker dollar will mean, obviously, manufacturers and who knows who they are in America any longer? I've got no idea who makes anything. But anyway, apparently there are some people that make stuff and sell it overseas. And they are cheering a weaker dollar because it obviously makes their products more competitive with the rest of the world. But for Joe Sixpack out there, I mean, the manufacturing base is the only base I can see that benefits from a cheaper dollar outside of the government, which enables them to repay the debt with cheap dollars. And talking of debt is another reason why the dollar's in decline. Because we read a couple of weeks ago that they increased the national debt ceiling to $9 trillion.
And now they're raising it again. You got this up on the site today. What are they going to? They're taking it to 12 or something or 11? I don't even know. 10, I guess. They're taking it to $10
trillion.
In less than 2 months, they're jacking it again. In other words, we've already exceeded the debt ceiling that was established for the new fiscal year. We've exceeded it twice, and now we're going back about every 6 weeks asking for another $1 trillion. Well, how much of this, of course, is going to the so-called war effort, I don't think is anyone's doubting. But what becomes so interesting about it, once again, our friend Lon that called you earlier today, here's a guy who works for the U.S. government. He, believe it or not, works for the Department of Defense. He's got 6 weeks left before he is eligible for retirement. He is desperately concerned about his TSP, his government-issued thrift savings plan. He can't get at it because just a couple of months ago, Bush decided to borrow $67 million or billion dollars against it. And every time they issue money out of that TSP to a retired employee, they have 30 days to replenish that money, and the government doesn't have it to replenish. So they're robbing from Peter to pay Paul, and if a government employee can't even get his pension money, how well is that going to bear for the rest of the country with their various different pension plans, their savings, their CDs, their cash in general?
Yeah.
Something's wrong. So much for the full faith and credit in the U.S. government.
Well, the real serious problem that we are dealing with here is I mean it's on a number of factors, and most importantly, you've got this worldwide feeling that there's no adults in control in the U.S. And subsequently, the decline in the dollar has also been precipitated by foreigners unwilling to continue financing U.S. debt, as we've been discussing for a while. You've got the Asian currency unit coming online, China, Japan, South Korea. You've got competition with the European Union, and you've got disunity in North America. And it doesn't take long for people to see this, and this is why you're seeing. This is why tomorrow they're going to raise interest rates. I mean, I broached with Al yesterday. Well, maybe they could do a head fake and not raise interest rates, but they're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Well, article you've got up on the site today talks about Bernanke really is in a rock and a hard place, because if he doesn't do it again, then he's looked upon as a dove and soft on these issues. And yet if he does, it's going to create higher mortgages. That means the housing sales are going to slow down even that much further. We are in trouble, folks. We'll be back after these few moments of break. Robbie Noel, I'm Jeff Bennett.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Thought it was forever, I thought it would last. You gotta try to make it a page of my past. You didn't even say goodbye when you slammed that door. Now I'm lying here alone in what once was our bed.
Welcome back, my friends, on this, what's today, Tuesday?
Tuesday, hey, I think.
Yeah, you get old, you forget these things. Yeah, look, the reality of life is, you know, all these increases that we are seeing is causing some serious problems within the real estate market. Got a couple of articles up there from the New York Times. There's a chill in the air for real estate sellers. It says many Americans who planned on real estate as their path to wealth are beginning to find that there are limits to how high is up. High interest rates dampened demand in cities and suburbs that only a year ago were battlegrounds for fierce bidding wars among numerous buyers. And sellers are slowly lowering their prices to drum up interest. You and I witnessed this in the hottest real estate market in the country.
Absolutely.
For sale signs everywhere.
It was a seller's market. I mean, I witnessed a time period because I was actively involved with marketing a home. It was very, very common for houses to either go for full asking price or actually, in many cases, a bidding war where people were bidding up. Well, now it was announced here in Phoenix the other day that there are so many houses on the market with this slowdown in the economy that the president won't acknowledge that exists, that now the claim is that many of the homes are overpriced by 30%. 30%! That's a hit, folks. If you got a $400,000 house, they're now telling you it's overpriced by $120,000.
and all those people with those adjustable rate mortgages, I mean, they are simply walking away from those homes.
Yeah, and that's why bigger, more and more foreclosures all over the country.
Oh, well, Denver is actually leading the nation as far as foreclosures. Foreclosures are up almost 50% year to date.
Yep, yep.
But then again, that's also a that's a high-tech area where obviously tech has been suffering. You know, all their jobs have been outsourced to India.
Oh, yes.
Although you and I, just because we've been in this business so long, obviously enjoy seeing gold at these lofty levels, but it's also a big red flag, man. It's sending a signal. Look, something really bad is happening. You better wake up, start paying attention.
Absolutely.
And it's not going to get any better. I mean, we were screaming at people to buy gold at 250, at 350, at 450, at 550, at 650. Soon it's going to be at 750. And Jimmy Rogers once again today reaffirmed, except he upped his timeline. He thinks we're going to see $1,000 gold before the year's out.
Actually, I saw that too, and when it was published, it actually admitted it was a reprint from the April 19th because they felt the original post on April 19th, they felt it was too important not to repost it. So that's actually not a new piece. That's actually a reprint from April 19th, which once again is not that many weeks ago. And since, you know, that time period, we've seen, you know, 12 to 14% gains in the gold and silver that our clients have purchased. And it's been interesting. I you know, give me a couple minutes to delve into an area that you and I have been talking a lot about, which is the area of individual retirement accounts, 401ks, 403bs, etc. There's some interesting things. I get emails almost every day. In fact, I just responded to a guy who's got, I mean, a lot of money sitting in his 401k, and he wants to, you know, roll a portion of it out into the Golden IRA program. This is the program we have available, which allows our listeners to put a portion of their retirement assets into gold and silver, into the real metal, which is stored in a depository. And the 401 thing is a real problem because I don't know of a single legitimate 401k out there. Notice I entered the word legitimate. That actually allows you to take a percentage of it and put it into metals. That will allow you to put it into mining stock, or maybe there's some, you know, ETFs that they'll allow you to get into, things of that nature, but they don't allow you to roll out. So long as you're employed by that company, you're pretty well stuck. Until you get terminated or you quit, you cannot gain access to your retirement fund within your company. And yet, you know, we've discussed this. There's a lot of our listeners out there that are buying, I mean, large and small amounts of gold and silver as much as they can afford, but very few of them realize that so many of them have individual retirement accounts. Maybe they're tied up in a CD, and somebody says, but gee, if I cancel my CD early, I'm going to get hit with a penalty. Oh, excuse me, let me see. You got hit with a $75 penalty because you canceled your CD early in your IRA at your bank, and yet if you'd have put that 10 grand into gold or silver just 7 weeks ago, you'd have more than made up for that early termination factor. So I want people to realize we've got this fantastic program for those of you who have IRAs that have been sitting there saying, what can we do? We're not seeing growth. I talked to a woman this morning. She's sitting there with about $40,000 in a 401. She fortunately no longer works for the company. She said in the last quarter she made a whopping $300. Inflation eroded all of that. Just the additional cost of gasoline for her to travel and the work she's in now cost her more than that $300. That $40,000 7 weeks ago going into gold and silver would be up 25 to 35%. So take a strong look at your individual retirement accounts, whether it's a simple or a traditional or a Roth IRA. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just another alternative you have for participating in this market. Once again, Robbie, reiterating something I read and we talked about, I think, last week, that the shortest bull market in commodities, and that's what these things are, copper, gold, silver, oil, these are all commodities, and we can add far more to it. The shortest on record is 15 years, with the longest bull market in commodities on record coming in at about 23 or 25 years. Now think about it. We're 6.5 years into this bull market. A bull market takes a lot longer to reach the top than it does to turn around and go south again. So we've got a good number of years ahead of us, even conservatively, at least 5 to 6 years more ahead of us based on past history of on constant growth in the gold and silver markets. And it was 2 months ago, maybe not even that long, that you and I talked on the air about the fact that those people that bought a 100-ounce silver package from us back in, October, paid $770 for it. When we first reintroduced that package about 6-7 weeks ago, it was at $1,375. A few days later, it was at $1,425. That same package today could not be touched for less than about $1,650. And our comment probably 4 weeks ago was that if this trend were to continue, that original $770 package by Christmas could very well be $2,500. I realize we're talking in relatively small numbers, but sometimes our listeners have to think of it in terms of what's realistic. A lot of times I'll use the 10,000 because it's a round figure. Doesn't mean you've got to do 10,000 with us if you can't afford to. But if you can't afford to, you got to stop putting off the inevitable. Don't say we're nearing the top. Get that 850 figure out of your mind, because gold's going to blow through 850. Silver is going to blow through 50. And is it not ever going to come back down? Of course, at some point in time in the future, it'll correct. But take advantage of this market while you can. And, you know, you can do it. You pick up the phone, 1-800-691-7898. You're going to get a hold of either Robbie or myself. This is it. We're it. We don't have 40 brokers flooding the floor, praying over you, and selling you overpriced coins. You get two guys. That's it. I don't know any other way to put it. I think that's as clean as anyone can handle it.
Silver today was up 5%. Actually, 5.15%, which was equivalent to a 12-month CD.
Yeah.
I mean, a very generous 12-month CD.
That's correct.
Gold was up 3.25 points. And you know the beef that I have with the media when they report this stuff? And even I did it at the top of the hour, saying that we haven't seen these kind of levels in gold since 1980. Well, if you go to our website, and this is how they massage numbers. If you go to Republic Trading Group's website, we've got a link there. It's called a CPI inflation calculator, which was given to us by the courtesy of the Federal Reserve out of Minneapolis. And if you go there and you want to see what $700 will buy you today, and you relate that to what happened, in 1980 when gold got to $700, in order for us to equal that, we would have to actually see gold at $1,720.27, because that's what $700 bought you in 1980.
You know what part of the problem is? It's perception. The dollar is still accepted because there is a perception that it has value, that it's still worth a dollar, because the piece of paper still says a dollar on it. It still says $20 on it.
They still accept Zimbabwe and dollars in Zimbabwe. Even when paper is worthless, people still, for some strange reason, accept it.
A part of it is a reluctance to not accept it. Their attitude is, I'll take something rather than nothing. And okay, I understand. This is the economic. This is the fiat monetary system that we live under today. I think it's very common, Robbie, over the years we've been in this business, the question that gets asked, and there is not a week that goes by, well, if the dollar is so worthless, then how come you guys accept the dollars to sell gold and silver with? Well, guess what? We're taking your dollars, we're converting it into gold and silver. Unfortunately, the people that RBN has to pay for broadcasting time, for airtime, the shortwave bill, the satellite bill, et cetera, most of those characters still expect dollars in payment for the goods and services. I suspect a day will come that some of these suppliers are going to say, you know what, we'd be real happy if you'd pay us in gold and silver.
Gold and silver. Yes,
and, yes. And you know, in my particular case, what I make off of gold and silver sales, gee, I hate to say it, but I'm out buying gold and silver. So, you know, I do put my money where my mouth is. There's a guy you and I knew years ago whose attitude openly on the trading floor was, this boop ain't for buying, it's for selling. He did not believe in what he was doing, other than it was a great way to make a buck. And I tend to put my money where my mouth is. I do buy gold and silver. I've done it for 48, 49 years.
Yep.
Keep on going with it.
Oh, for me, you know, at the end of the month when you've paid all your bills and you got you got a little cash left over, it is, in my opinion, a forced savings plan. I don't have a retirement plan. Republic Trading Group didn't offer me a retirement plan, unfortunately. So I got to make plans for myself. So every month I buy a little, I throw it in the sock drawer, and I forget about it.
And it's amazing. That's what they have to do, Robbie. They can't buy it and start making themselves sick by watching the moment-to-moment upticks and downticks of the metals. And I find it interesting that that's what people do. Yeah, but I bought this silver from you, and it's down 20 cents today. So what? Tomorrow it's liable to be up 50. The issue is I'm looking down the road. I'm not looking at what's going on from a day-to-day basis. And I've had people actually make themselves sick following this market on a day-to-day basis. You know what? They can tune into us. They can go to the website. They can go to any number of other websites to keep track of what's going on. Spot, once again, being an indicator of the direction of the market. But nobody ever goes to a website looking to see how bad the dollar is doing every single day.
Well, sure.
Nobody asks.
As I said, you tuned into the financial channels today, all the talk was about Dow going to 12,000. And how this was a big confidence booster for the beleaguered consumer out there, because it's going to give them confidence that they can spend without fear.
Interesting. Back to the Rogers article for just a moment. It's interesting because this article was originally posted April 19th. If for those of you who know, that was the original Patriots Day, Lexington, Concord, Waco, et cetera, et cetera. On that day, April 19th, just weeks ago, gold reached $624.80 an ounce on April the 19th. And as of right now, at least according to Bullion Desk, it is at $700.95. So, folks, if that is not an indicator of where you need to be putting some of your money, yes, put it in food, put it in storage, make sure you've got the necessary vitamins and first aid related things, stuff of that nature, in the event
before I forget, tonight on ABC at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, there is that 2-hour disaster movie about the worst case scenario if the bird flu does arrive on the shores of the U.S. of A.
This is a great way to scare people and get them standing in line at Pfizer, isn't it?
Sure. Oh, absolutely. There's a number of stories out there today saying, will this be unnecessary hype? Or will this cause people to get wiggy? I'll be a movie critic tonight, and I'll give you my take on what it's like tomorrow. Now, the one question, getting back to gold, because after the break, we got an offer for you. If there's one thing that I get a lot of people saying to me, Robbie, I wish I had bought this last week. And that's obviously what people do when they see gold prices rise, especially like today. Gold's up $22.
Absolutely. And actually, I don't know if our producer is listening, but if there is a remote chance that our producer could kind of bypass the next commercial, it would be nice and let us take care of what we have to take care of here thank you much, huh? For this very
Kelly
reason.
Is so cool.
She's the best. She's the absolute best. And the fact of the matter is, when people say, God, I wish I'd have bought last week or last month or whatever, we are doing something here at Republic Trading Group that nobody in this industry is doing, Robbie. We are making commitments to buy various different gold and silver purchases at a specific price. And if the market keeps going up, which is what it's done in the last week since we made this commitment, we, by all legal rights, could be charging the current market price, thereby raking in a lot more profit for the network, et cetera. And that's fine and dandy. But our goal has been to take care of our clients. At the time that we locked this transaction in last week, spot gold was at $679.25 an ounce. Right now it stands at $700.95, once again according to Bullion Desk. And you can flip around, but you're going to find within a few pennies, nothing has changed. As I mentioned on John's show yesterday, and I'll be on here in a few minutes with him as well, we made a purchase in British sovereigns, but they are quickly disappearing, and there really are truly limited numbers left at this at these levels. By all rights, each one of these British sovereigns should be up about $5 to $6 higher right now, today, based on today's current market, than what we are offering them for. These are literally premium quality, hand-selected, extra fine condition. In other words, they've had some degree of circulation, but there's no discernible loss in gold content or weight or luster or appearance or the strike or anything else. In order for us to get the brilliant uncirculated varieties, we would have to pay a higher price. But these are extra fine condition coins. And once again, for probably the final time, because I believe that this supply will be exhausted by the end of the day today, they can purchase between 1 and 19 coins, although we recommend a minimum purchase of 8 pieces, which will give you approximately 2 ounces. 1 to 19 coins are going to cost you $183 per coin. If you're looking at half a roll or more, that's 20 to 39 coins. The price is going to drop to 181. Robbie, we still got sovereigns on our website at 185. Of course, sure, those were brilliant uncirculated. Right. Believe me, the minimal difference is worth it here for the savings. A full roll, 40 coins or more at $179 per coin. And we might be able to squeeze a couple of the 100 coin mega packs in there at 177 a coin. You start thinking about 100 pieces, and at 177 a coin, each one of these coins being a minimum of $5 to $6 higher per coin today. Look at the difference. That's a lot of money. That's an extra what, $500 or $600 they would have to spend for that same purchase if they were quoting today's rates. So we're giving you last week's prices, but the quantity is extremely limited, and I suspect we will be out of these very, very quickly. Then we're going to have to go back to our supplier and make a new purchase based on today's rate. So take advantage of this as soon as we're off the air here in another few minutes. I'll be coming up on John's show, so 9 chances out of 10 they're going to get a hold of you, Robbie, which means you'll have to delay going off to get your lemonade for a while. But but you know, it's simple. It's 1-800-691-7898. Pick up that phone. Make the call. Be prepared to make your commitment now, because that's the only way you're going to get guaranteed last week's prices. It's that simple. Quarter ounce, well, British gold sovereigns, the most recognized fractional gold coin in the world. What's a quarter ounce American Eagle running right now? $199. $199. Look at the savings. The amount of weight is so minuscule by comparison. You want to spend 20 bucks more for a quarter ounce? Be my guest.
Well, other competitors, and when we say other competitors, I'm looking at other competitors out there that, in my opinion, price their products fairly, and they've been in business a long time. They are offering uncirculated British sovereigns at $200.90.
And that, same that ones, to me, is a high price. We would not be at that level, but they are legitimate companies. They have been around. You mentioned one to me several hours ago. And you know what? It's up $5 from when you and I discussed that a couple of hours ago. So if they're getting $200 for a brilliant uncirculated sovereign, I know for a fact we'd be lower than that. But the fact is, here's your last option. Here is your ability to buy gold at last week's prices. And in some cases, it's actually priced at where gold was 2 weeks ago. Because we had that period of time where things kind of lagged, things kind of laid flat. They didn't go up or down. They just laid there. So this is a great opportunity. I know you've got a client who has been talking about doing a large purchase, and he called you up last week whining that he hadn't bought the week before. You know what? It's now 2 weeks later. This is your final chance, pal. Take the call.
Well, look, I mean, and why should they call? I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, unless you have been in a cave somewhere, the facts are the facts, and it's a very simple thing. We are dealing with not only a declining dollar, but an administration that is supporting a declining dollar. They want a cheaper dollar.
And I believe that's why Ben Bernanke was chosen.
Oh, sure. Oh, there's no question about it. There's absolutely no question about it. Because his policy, and it's a reason why they eliminated the M3 money supply figure, so we don't see the enormous amounts of Federal Reserve notes they're printing. And he has stated categorically the famous helicopter speech. So long as people are willing to accept the U.S. dollar in exchange for goods and services, well, we've got this wonderful thing here in Washington, D.C. called a printing press, and we can run it 24 hours round the clock.
That should have been enough to scare the living daylights out of anybody out there that had one little tiny lick of sense about them.
Yep.
And but you know what? For a lot of people, it didn't. I was reading another piece the other day by I think Ted Butler. And Ted Butler was saying that it is simply amazing to him that the steady movement in gold and silver, you know, this is not a quarter of a century ago. By the time gold hit 700, pretty soon the dailies were so insane when it reached that 850. And by the time it hit 700, it was within a week and a half of being the end. This isn't it this time. This has not been one of these erratic markets. This has been a very steady, slow, upward climb. Gold and silver have been a tremendous protectors of wealth, not only throughout history, but over the course of the last 4, 5, 6 years. Look at the gains we've had. They've been a marvelous reflection of the direction of the dollar, but they've also have provided a degree of profit. Gains and percentages of which you're probably not likely to see again in the next 25 years. Take advantage of it. Do it now. And we hope you'll do it with Republic Trading Group. You can call Robbie and I, 1-800-691-7898. And we don't speak in tongues. We don't do any of that kind of stuff. We're just real simple. You call us. You let us know what we want. We fill the order in as timely a fashion as is humanly possible, depending upon how you, the client, choose to pay. You can pay by personal or a business check. You can certainly do a cashier's check, but a cashier's check is treated no differently than a personal check as far as the banks are concerned. They don't sell it to you that way, but that's the reality. And certainly for a large enough transaction, we strongly recommend bank wire. It is so expedient that way. The funds are in our account within a matter of 24 hours, and about 24 hours after that, your goods are on the way to you. That's security. That's speed. We like to do that.
Yeah,
so
well,
take advantage. You know, prepare to move.
Gold's up another 70 cents in the aftermarket, 701.40.
You better do it now, because I guarantee, I have a feeling that within an hour, we're going to have to go back to the drawing board, make a new purchase, raise the prices. Call us now, 1-800-691-7898. I'll be back with John in about 10 minutes. Robbie, I'll see you at the lemonade stand. Take care.
All right, brother. Till tomorrow, my friends. See you. Bye.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.